PFT exists because of people just like you. Please call now, 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. Thank you for your support of independent, community-based Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.
Now I can hear myself. Okay. Bob is manipulating me, literally, on the sound booth. Oh, that's okay. That's why pencils have erasers, right? So, welcome to Think Wing Radio with Mike Honig on KPFT 90.1 FM. Bob Gartner is on controls, as you heard. Bob Gartner's good. Just, you know, we all make mistakes. Let's see. I guess the first thing is this is my last show for this group of fundraising shows. So the fundraising number, the number that we hope you will call a lot, is 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Remember KPFT? The network is Pacifica Radio for Peace. I personally believe that KPFT is free speech radio. It's diversity radio. It's the radio for varied opinions. And it is probably the only station in Houston that you can call in for progressive talk. Where, like, they don't make fun of you or hang up on you most of the time anyway. I don't. Some people might. But, you know, not as much as you call, like, a right-wing show, which is pretty much all there is, except for KPFT. 713-526-5738. Now, if you want to call in and talk on the air, we have two lines. The number is 713-526-5752. We have two lines. If those are full, it'll roll over to the pledge line. And then you can either make a pledge or you can try again. And we'll just see how that works out. Plenty of news. All right, let's start with the elephant in the missile, which would be the Trump strike in Syria. So many different ways to evaluate that, and so many different ways to look at it. Apparently, a lot of the talking heads on the news were just thrilled with it. It's kind of interesting. They did a Washington Post ABC News poll. Among all adults, 51% supported the missile strike and 40% opposed. But the breakdown is kind of interesting. Among Democrats, 37% supported the missile strike and 59% were opposed. Among Republicans, overwhelming support, 86% of self-declared Republicans supported the missile attack, 11% opposed it. Among independents, it's kind of interesting because it's pretty much an even split, 46 support and 45 opposed. And then, of course, there's a margin of error, plus or minus 4 points. So it's, I guess I want to offer my view on this. if we're talking about the so-called red line, the use of chemical weapons. Chemical weapons were outlawed after the First World War, mostly because they tended to have a lingering environmental effect, for one thing. So, for example, mustard gas would settle in the low hollows of the ground, and even months later, you could accidentally be exposed to it. So that's one reason it was outlawed. Another reason it was outlawed is that because the military personnel... Bob, are we having trouble getting calls into 5752? I'm seeing a lot of sort of come and go.
No, we're having hang-up calls.
Okay. Okay, let me repeat the numbers. For pledging, it's 713-526-5738. For talking on the air, two lines open, 713-526-5752. I guess if you're having a problem on 57... Hold on a second. Bob has given me a heads up here. Okay, Bob is working on it. That's okay. I got stuff to say. All right, here's kind of my feeling on the missile strike. My first feeling is chemical weapons are banned. They're banned for good reason. You can get into all these discussions about dead is dead and whatnot, but chemical weapons are banned. International treaties trump national law. In principle, I don't have an objection to action to dissuade a power or a group from using chemical weapons. My problem is that it should devolve solely to the United States for something that is considered so heinous and so beyond the pale. I think another objection is that it was done so poorly. The Trump people told the Putin people, the Putin people told the Assad people. They didn't want Russian casualties, which I get. They didn't want civilian collateral casualties, which I get. But they gave them so much notice that a lot of the stuff that would have been legitimate targets of such an attack, like, you know, aircraft and vehicles and things of that nature. So the only things that the missiles could hit were things that simply could not be moved given adequate notice. And even some of those things, like planes and concrete hangars, the concrete hangars were too hardened for the Tomahawks to take out. And apparently 3 hours later, they were using the airfield. So I would consider that a not win in terms of even the value of a strike, no matter how you want to rationalize it. I think that some of the comments about, well, now we're bombing both sides, and some of the comments about, well, you know, Obama didn't do anything with this red line, and at least Trump acted, it requires you to go back in history and remember that Obama went to Congress and said, I don't see that I have the legal or constitutional authority to take a military action in Syria. Congress, you need to pass a military authorization bill. And Congress didn't. And that's why Obama did nothing. Trump didn't wait for a military authorization bill. Apparently what he did is illegal by national constitutional law. It's illegal by international law. It's illegal by treaty. So there you go. We're a rogue nation. We are a rogue nation. So... That's part of how I'm feeling on the missile thing. Lawrence O'Donnell, I mean, a lot of people made fun of him, but he did voice a theory. I'm not a conspiracy guy. I'm really not. But given the circumstances we're living under today, you know, you really have to wonder, well, if there was no real damage done to the target, and if the Russians were notified, and the Syrians were notified, and the missiles... 59 missiles totaling something like $70 million, if they didn't do any significant damage, you really have to wonder. And then the Russians, almost like a chorus, are saying, you see, it's impossible that Trump is trying to groom or be in the thrall of Putin, because otherwise he wouldn't have attacked Syria. He wouldn't have attacked Assad's base. And the fact that it's such a chorus sort of leads one to suspect that maybe this was like a classic Machiavellian move of, you know, I'm going to attack Assad. You guys might want to get your people out of there. This way, after the attack, people will be able to say, see, I attacked Russia. I'm not in bed with them. And the Russians will go, yeah, okay, we're good with that. And Assad is like, okay, I used chemical weapons and the Russians are supporting me. I guess I don't have much choice. Go ahead and send some missiles and we'll just make sure the damage is minimized. You know, we live in an age where that is not crazy. It's a legitimate theory. Not crazy. Okay, and then one more thing, and then I'm going to get to Jerry. And we do have one more open line for talk, 713-526-5752. And you can help support this talk by pledging at 713-526-5738. Okay, the other thing, the nuclear option in Congress, in the Senate. Gorsuch is now an asterisked justice in the Supreme Court. You can emphasize whichever syllable in that you want. I have heard people saying that this is Harry Reid's fault, that because Harry Reid invoked the nuclear option to get something like 56 or 58 Obama judges onto the federal courts, that he's the one that pushed the Republicans to the nuclear option to get Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. And because of that, I kind of went back into my memory wayback machine, and it seems like this is a thing that the Republicans have been hatching for a long time. So, for example, there was an article in the Washington Post from 2005, the headline being, from Senator's 2003 outburst, GOP hatched the idea of a nuclear option. And it goes back to Ted Stevens, who I believe was the Alaska senator, that in a moment of pique came up with this idea of just abolishing the filibuster so that Bush's judges could get through the Senate, because they felt like out of 225 judges, the Democrats had filibustered like 12. And that was unacceptable, unacceptable. So here's my take on it. I think that if Harry Reid had not invoked the nuclear option for federal judges, if he had not ended the filibuster and gotten these 50-odd Obama judges approved for the federal courts, I think the Republicans would have done this anyway, except we would have had 56 fewer Obama judges on the federal courts. This thing has been in the making for almost 15 years. So I think maybe Harry Reid should have just done the deed and, abolished the filibuster while the Democrats had power, because the Republicans are heading that way anyhow, and it has been foreseeable for over a decade that the Republicans were heading in that direction. It is apparently former Republican leader, House leader Trent Lott, who coined the term nuclear option. Where this will lead, I do not know. I think that at this point, I'm sort of starting to make a list of constitutional amendments that we need. A constitutional amendment that takes another look at the Electoral College and whether we either have to rethink it or abolish it. A constitutional amendment that Supreme Court justices require a 60-vote threshold, because if they're going to be on the court for anywhere from 10 to 50 years, you know, maybe you need more than a simple partisan majority to get someone like that on the court. There's going to come a point where we can start to do constitutional amendments, at least offer them. We need to have a list ready. Okay, you're listening to Think Wing Radio with Mike Honig on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. Bob Gartner's on controls. We've got Jerry and Wayne on the talk lines. We're going to ask you to wait a couple more minutes because Lars is going to help give you reasons why you should be helping to financially support KPFT Free Speech Radio on the air in Houston. Are you there, Lars?
I'm here for you, Mike.
Thank you.
So far, we haven't gotten any rings, and you've given away the phone number a few times, 713-526-5738. That's the number to call.
That's the problem, giving away the number. We should sell the number.
I say, how many digits do you want? You know. But, yeah, we'll give them to you free. 713-526-5738. That's the entry point. Now, you got to write those down. You need to go over to the phone with that. Enter it in. Call us up. Reach out and touch one of our volunteers here. We want to tell you how much we love KPFT just as much as you. You know you're listening to Mike's show. You come to it every week because you appreciate his clear discussions of the issues of the day. And so if you appreciate a platform like this, commercial-free, of course, that you can hear a clear discussion of these issues and call in and give your own opinion, too, 713-526-5738 is the number to call. We've got a lot of great gifts. I know the one right now for this drive that's particularly special is a 64-gig, 1,300-hour jump drive, and you actually get a pair of them with the same depth of information from the Pacifica Archives. And that includes so many historic voices like Martin Luther King Jr., for instance. Also a dramatic reading of 1984, the novel, as well as some other books like that. We have historic interviews with John Coltrane and Bob Dylan. So across the movements, hey, there's a phone call.
Thank you so much.
That's getting us started just right. We get a few more phone calls like that, getting the jump drive, maybe one of our retro T-shirts, like the State of Minds Texas
Those
KPF
T-shirt.
Those
are great-looking T-shirts.
Yeah, we've got a lot of great ways to thank you. That'll make you feel even more a part of KPFT, not just a listener, but a listener sponsor. That's the most important thing here, because we have folks like Mike who come in as a passion project, donate their time and their energy to put on a good program for you. But we rely on you giving back to the station. Because we're commercial free, your donations make this platform possible. 713-526-5738, that's the number to call, and you make this platform possible. So call us now. We're going to need a few callers. It's not going to be just one person that gets it done tonight. It's going to be several of you pitching in tonight. We've got thousands of listeners, thousands of people who pledge to the station all the time, and because of all of them, we're able to bring this radio station to you for the past, 47 years. So it's kind of amazing, this little people-powered radio station at 419 Lovett Boulevard.
This is two generations. Two generations have been bringing this station to you. That's impressive.
Oh, I know, you know, and I think of myself just being more of a Johnny-come-lately here. You've only been here not even 3 years.
Yeah, I've been here just, since 2011, so about 5.5 years. Oh, okay. Okay, why don't we go to our first caller, Jerry? Jerry, you're on the air. Thanks for waiting. How are you doing tonight?
All right, how you doing?
Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say in regard to the whole Obama thing that this is one of the reasons why Veteran said, you know, you might want to read The Killing of Osama Bin Laden. He talks about what actually happened there and all that. And in all that, he has, basically, if you read what Seymour Hersh says, then you understand why Obama didn't bomb. And why it's a good thing, why it's a good thing that he didn't. Basically, we were the war.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up there. This is a poor connection, Jerry.
The story that he told was, is that any better?
We'll see.
Okay. The story that he told is basically that the Turks, we set us up for, and everything. They supposedly provided some stuff for Al-Nusra front.
Now we're losing you.
Really?
Either you're moving around or it's just a bad signal where you are right now or you're on just a bad tower.
Okay.
Why don't you try calling back, and I'll take Wayne in the meantime if I can get Bob back here.
Okay.
And hold on. Mark, here's something. Mark says that he will match anything Jerry gives up to $125. Not to put you on the spot or anything, Jerry.
Yeah, well, like I made out of something like that. Yeah,
I know.
everything. You know, this is why, I made it, I just sent you a pledge here, like a month or two ago?
Okay. Well, not everybody, very few people can give a pledge every time there's a pledge drive. So when you can, that's great. If you can't, we understand. We have people that have never pledged, people that pledge occasionally. Bob, you want to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to know if Jerry had ever had to sit over a big barrel of water at a carnival somewhere.
Where does that come in? Is that a total non sequitur?
Throwing baseballs.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, you know what? I thank you, Mark, for a pledge, if you're giving one. It's a little unfair to put one person on the spot. And you know what? I'm actually sorry that I read the note. I shouldn't have put you on the spot like that, Jerry, and I apologize.
No, that's all right. That's all right. If I could match his $125 without too much sweat, I'd definitely do it. But...
yeah, I know. Okay. Why don't we go on to Wayne, and we'll see how things go. Maybe you can call back later. Okay, so Jerry's off. We have an open line, 713-526-5752. The big line, the important line, the pledge line, 713-526-5738. Remember that half of all the broadcast radio stations in Houston are owned by five or six companies. So we've got about 54 stations, and about five or six companies own half of them. This is prime real estate. This radio band, this is prime real estate. If we ever go under, this will go for $1 million or more dollars. So we're reserving this to serve this community, to broadcast all the different things we broadcast on FM, on HD3, the music, the news, the local news, which I have to say, under very difficult circumstances, our local news group does a really terrific job. We have Egberto Willis, who does a really good show. We have Jeff Berg, who does a terrific show. We've got the immigration show. We've got the Asian American show. We've got a couple of Spanish language shows. We've got local and regional music. We probably have more unique titles. We have something like 100+ unique titles. And I'm not talking about, if they run 3 days a week, that counts as three titles. I'm talking about over 100+ unique titles of shows between FM and HD3 that this little struggling station puts out on the air for you guys. We need your help. 713-526-5738. Now, I'm not so good at pitching premiums. Lars is much, much better at that. Thank you for calling.
Hey, could get the ball rolling here. And as far as premiums go, there's the usual gamut of stuff. Like, we've got a lot of great tickets for shows for people who are into the music. And you can call us up and find out about those. I know one big one that I think is of interest to most folks, if you like Americana, country, folk, that kind of music, there is the Conroe Americana Music Festival. It's May 5th through 7th. 3 days of music, 6 venues, 53 bands. You got folks like, Dale Watson and Ray Benson performing together, Bruce Robinson, Kelly Willis, Ruthie Foster, Billy Joe Shaver, a lot of legends, as well as some other regional artists that are going to be filling out. That's $240 for a pair of tickets up there in downtown Conroe. It's going to be a great time. So that's just one of the music tickets that you can get for your donation to support KPFT. We'll get you there. But I know this is a current affairs show, Mike, so I think the one thing that folks are listening right now to you would really appreciate is that 64 gig thumb drive that I mentioned. You get a pair of them. It's got identical 1300 plus hours of archival material from the Pacifica Network going back to 1949. Pardon me.
Now that's a $200 donation premium, right?
Just a $200 donation when you think about 1300 hours of historical voices like Martin Luther King.
You can divide that up among 12 months.
Yeah, that's true. You'd get the thumb drive sent to you once you've paid half of the premium. So after 6 months, if you did stringing out that long. But yeah, you can break that up, and you'll know that that's coming to you.
That's like 15, what'd that be, about $15 a month?
Something $200, yeah, $16.67. So I think that's about the price of one person going to a movie, getting a popcorn, you know, if you put it into relative terms of the other ways you spend your entertainment dollar. I think
or
it's
your gas dollar, for that matter.
Exactly. There's a lot of things you can put it relative to. And if you value KPFT, if you value shows like Think Wing Radio, that gives you a clear, you know, maybe somewhat biased, but at least...
Wait a minute.
Well, everyone's got a bias, Mike.
I have a point of view. I don't like to consider that a bias because okay. I'm willing to entertain all comers.
And that's true. Where you're not making, I think I've mentioned this before. You don't make sport of putting down someone whose opinion you don't like. You definitely let it air out. You can have a reasonable discussion of disagreements on an issue, which is. Somewhat rare, I think, in the talk radio world when it comes to politics, especially. It's a sport where you're putting the other side down. You're trying to get them on gotcha points and trying to win the round, as it were. But you seem to have a very open forum for discussing ideas, even if you don't end up disagreeing, or even if you do end up disagreeing.
Well, I have a simple philosophy. Yeah. You know, there are people out there, plenty of people that disagree with me, especially down in the Texas area. But you know what? Those views are out there. People have them, they think them, they voice them. Denying that is foolish. We need to know what people who disagree with us are thinking, whether we like it or not, because we can't begin to address those people until we have that interaction.
I bet there's more than a few in Alabama that would agree with us right about now.
Well, I don't know. Alabama, is it Alabama where the governor is? Oh, man, what a freaking mess. Anyway, go ahead, Lars. We digress.
that's right. Yeah. But this 64 gig hard drive is, or thumb drive, I should say, this pair of drives is a resource. It's a archival resource for you to put current events in historical perspective. You think about the overall mission of Pacifica, of KPFT. It's radio for peace. You know, we're trying through great understanding of other cultures to achieve peaceful interactions within our community and outside of it as well. And to have a view of these movements of folks speaking truth to power, whether it be culturally or directly politically, that you hear in these archives, it's a great context to get, especially for a younger person like myself. I'm getting a little gray now, but you know, a lot of this history that's archived here happened long before I was born in 1979. And it's something
man,
that
you're such a baby,
right? Relatively speaking.
Oh my God!
You know, but even for folks younger than me, even who have
I've been out of high school for over 10 years when you were born. How does that make me feel?
Understood. I'm starting to run into people like that who are doing well. I'm like, good Lord. Oh, I must be a little far along the line. But no, that just gives us the perspective of how deep this well is here, going back to 1949 with the Pacifica Archives. And it looks like we have someone to thank here.
So Mark didn't wait for Jerry. Thank you, Mark.
No.
That was really kind of cool.
No, Mark has yet to make a pledge, I think.
Well, no, Mark has called in pledging on behalf of Jerry.
$50.
So he got us started. Yeah. He appreciates
so nice.
The sparring partnership that they've developed.
That's lovely. Thank
you. And I think in some way, the callers that you have on this show, I think regular listeners appreciate their different perspectives. And so having fellows like Mark and Jerry that call regularly is definitely a value to the show because you can push around those different perspectives, points of view on different issues. And I think, you know, that adds some entertainment value too when people recognize the voice, like, oh, hey, here's Jerry. Let's see how he's going to – what his take's going to be on this. Or here's Mark. Let's see
what
his take
is. We have some very smart people calling.
Mm-hmm. And that's the value of having an open forum like this where folks can just call up. But really it's important right now that folks call up and financially support the station because normally you just have wall-to-wall discussion of current affairs and you're taking calls. But right now, we need folks to respond to us now for pledge drive. 713-526-5738.
This is a classic case of literally putting your money where your mouth is.
That's right.
Or my mouth, for that matter.
If you want to keep Mike's mouth motoring along here for years to come, you need to call us now. 713-526-5738. If you got $200, you can throw down. You get those pair of 64 gig hard drives or thumb drives.
You know what? I don't want to be quite that trip. Ambitious. Everything you're saying about that thumb drive is absolutely true. But I think we also need to recognize not everybody can do $16 and change a month. Not everybody can do $200 in a lump. And you know what? We are willing to take what you can afford. If it's $5 in extra money that you got back in a rebate for something you bought, we appreciate that. If you can do $50 or $500, of course, that's wonderful. You know, we appreciate your listenership. We appreciate your support. Whatever level of support you can do that won't hurt you financially, that you can manage, that's what we appreciate. And, you know, everybody is at a different level, and that's fine. We get that. Okay. Lars, anything else?
No, that's all I have for now. But we have gotten started off with $50.
Great.
But we still got a long way to go to get to our goal tonight. But we need your help. 713-526-5738. We're standing by to take whatever value you put on this radio station that you can afford. We'll take it. It takes all callers to make this radio station happen. We are community radio for a reason.
Is that it reminds me of It's a Wonderful Life when they're trying to survive the bank run. And they have two $1 bills left, and they start dancing with the two $1 bills saying, seed money,
Mama
maybe
dollar,
we can
Papa
plant
dollar.
It and they'll grow. So seed money, guys, we just constantly need seed money.
That's true. And, you know, it's definitely underlines the difference between us and some of the big commercial stations where, they run commercials. There's big dollars coming in, with each ad campaign. Where we don't have that here, we rely each time on our pledge drives for the small donations. Small changes when you think about corporate, advertising. You know, we're relying on the people who listen to us, who value us, to put their money to where they're valuing it. 713-526-5738. It's a special feeling when you become a KPFT family member and know that you're a listener sponsor, not just a passive listener, an absorber of media.
And when you call that number, if you're not sure how you can support KPFT, you can talk to someone who can tell you all the really myriad ways. It's not just a matter of pledging it on a credit card or a debit card. There are really a lot of different ways, whether it's donating a vehicle, or sometimes it's volunteering to do something that the station desperately needs. I mean, there are so many different ways to support the station in addition to money or other than money. All right, I'm going to go back to the show now. Thank you so much, Lars.
Feel free
to break in if you have anything fun to tell
us. Hopefully I've got some good news. Someone just needs to call 713-526-5738 and make that happen.
Great. Okay, you're listening to Think Wing Radio with Mike Honig on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. And Bob Gartner is on controls. Let me just say that you can go to my website at thinkwingradio.com, find links to everything that I talk about and more, so you know I'm not just making stuff up. You can also follow me on Twitter at thinkwingradio. And Wayne, you have been waiting patiently. Thank you so much. You are on the air. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm okay. Tell me what you're thinking.
I want to first talk about what you started off the show with, about that that fake bombing. That we've been watching on the TV.
Yeah.
And that was my thought today, exactly. And I've been sitting there watching that all weekend. And I didn't see a plane, no car, no nothing to pull a plane out, or anything that was destroyed there. And then, they didn't show it all weekend long about this little airstrip that was supposed to be destroyed. Looked like to me it was a slap on the hand. What you think?
Well, first of all, they didn't target the airstrip. And the logic for that is not unreasonable because you can patch an airstrip pretty quickly. But I think that they gave, and they had to alert the Russians, but I think they gave the Russians too much warning, which means they gave the Syrians too much warning, perhaps on purpose. If you go to today's show announcement at thinkwingradio.com, one of the things I've posted there is a video clip from Lawrence O'Donnell where he talks of, it's amazing. He had this take a few hours after I was thinking of it about this conspiracy theory, and you got to listen to it. Go to the website, thinkwingradio.com, and go to this video link. I think, A, chemical weapons are terrible. B, the world has to, the civilized world has to make anyone who uses chemical weapons pay a price. I think C, The United States should not have to do it alone. I think, D, it should have been a NATO action. And I think, E, that Trump would never think of even consulting anybody because the guy is a moron.
Yeah.
And then on top of all of that, we probably used the wrong weapons for the target that we were aiming at. We probably needed something with bigger warheads if we actually meant business, which goes back to the whole conspiracy theory.
And exactly. And there was, I'll say it again, there was no intention to do harm there with that. That's just plain and simple. There was no intention to do harm there.
I think it was totally a public relations thing because, as you can see, all of a sudden it's like you've even got Democrats saying, yeah, that was the right thing to do. I'm not so sure it was the right thing to do under the circumstances.
Any Democrat that signs on to that was wrong. Because if they couldn't stand up for Obama when Obama went to Congress and Congress wouldn't give them the okay to do it, and he went and done it without the okay of Congress, shouldn't that be wrong all the way?
He broke national and international law by doing what he did the way he did it.
Okay, so Republicans and Democrats, any of them that's standing up and saying, oh, it was the right thing to do, they all wrong too. Shouldn't they be sanctioned?
Find someone to sanction them.
Okay, but here's another.
Well,
you
and I are sanctioning them on the air right now. That's something.
Okay, so here's another thing. Now we and like you said, and I feel the same way. I don't want to see people die. I have no recourse for that. Me being a military man is not a good thing.
Dying ain't pretty, and there's no polite way to kill somebody.
No, but here's the thing. We gonna go and invade a country. And stop a war somebody is inflicting on their own people when Trump and the Republicans tried to take away health care from 24 million people. What's the difference in that?
Well, apparently the difference is that they enjoy being militarily aggressive, but, you know, it's complicated, man. You know, one of the things that I often say when we go down this road is that the Republicans really care a lot about people before they're born and after they die, but in between, not so much.
Yeah, and the other thing is, now I heard this today. I don't know how true it is, but Raytheon's stock went up some percentage of amount. That's going to equal $1 billion with this raid that they supposedly did on Syria.
Well, I mean, that's very simple math. Raytheon builds the missiles. When the missiles are a consumable product. When you fire off the missiles, you must buy missiles to replace the missiles. So Raytheon stock went up not only because these missiles will have to be replaced, but because increasingly this is the weapon of first resort, so it's entirely possible that they will more than replace these missiles.
But the next thing we'll see was that Donald Trump
owns stock
in Raytheon.
Yep.
Now, here's the conflict of interest in that.
Oh, hell, this guy has been impeachable for conflict of interest since noon on January 20th.
And none of the Republicans are doing anything about it, right?
And very few of the Democrats are even trying. Even though I understand the numbers are against them, they need to make the noise. They need to make the noise. But, you know, one thing that is always consistent about Democrats is, as a party, they have no spine.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. And we try to give them spine, and they still won't take it. I got to say that.
It's very hard. You know, I don't think the Democratic Party needs a spine transplant. I think they need a steel pipe in the back transplant. I think that's the only thing that'll do it because spines are too damn flexible.
Yeah, that may help them. Something to hold them upright all the time.
Exactly.
The other thing is about the nuclear option. How long did people think that it was going to be before McConnell actually wanted to invoke the nuclear option?
Well, the interesting thing is that the filibuster, for good or ill, has been part of Senate rules for something over 200 years. And until Obama and until McConnell started to oppose Obama the way he did, they only used it like maybe 5 or 10 times a year, you know, at most, sometimes 5 or 10 times a president. It was rare. It was something that you saved for a real specific issue or a real specific treaty or person that you were opposing. And the Republicans just began to use it on everything. They used the filibuster more times during the Obama administration than, I believe, all the filibusters in American history up to Obama. So they abused it terribly. And then they decided that when the Democrats wanted to use it against Gorsuch, now the Democrats were abusing it. We have to eliminate it. It's just horrible.
Well, let me say it, Mike. I know you being a good Christian and everything. You can't say it.
I am not a good Christian or a bad Christian. I'm a lapsed Jew.
Hold on, but I'm gonna say it for you. It was the black man's fault, so we gonna use the nuclear option.
Yeah, it's always the black man's fault, isn't it?
It was the black man's fault, as Trump has done since he's been in office.
Although, you know, it's, although
Obama
we,
did was bad.
Although we do have someone.
Jobs report,
but we do have someone who believes it's the crypto Hebrews.
Yeah, but until the Jobs report actually came out this month that Donald Trump may have to take credit for, and he said now the numbers are real. But when he was sitting on Obama's back, and when he was doing what Obama had done for the going out of the presidency, and jobs were still rising, it was a good thing. So now, what are we supposed to expect from Donald Trump from here on out? So now, when he get a 60,000 jobs reported, is that going to still be Obama's fault, or is it going to be his now? Because up to this point, what Donald Trump has done has been nothing. He hasn't passed the bill. He's signed executive orders, but he hasn't passed the bill. He tried to get health care done, and the people shot him down. That was bad for Donald Trump.
Wayne, let me ask you a question. Have you heard that the carrier group USS Carl Vinson is heading toward Korea?
The ship?
It's a carrier group, so it's the aircraft carrier and a couple of missile destroyers and several other ships and probably some unannounced submarines. A carrier has a very, very large group of ships that goes along with it. So we're talking about the Carl Vinson Task Force.
Are we talking about a fleet?
We're talking about...
No, it's a fleet.
Yeah,
it's what it's called, a fleet.
Yeah, it's a carrier fleet.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's heading toward Korea.
Well,
how do we feel about that?
We setting up for war. I already said that. If Donald Trump ever got elected, it was going to be World War III.
You've heard me say a number of times on this show in the last few weeks that it feels like a pre-war period.
Yeah,
but I wasn't expecting it in Korea.
Donald Trump, if they don't get him out of there, that's exactly what he's heading for.
I was expecting, if it starts, that it would start in the South China Sea, and then maybe shortly thereafter, Russia would push NATO in Eastern Europe and the Baltics.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed, and I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but I would not have guessed that it might have started in Korea. I would have thought Korea would have been like a little later in the process, you know, opportunistically.
I'm going to say, if they don't put a muzzle on Donald Trump and stop him from tweeting, World War III is inevitable.
Well, he doesn't have to tweet anymore. He can fire missiles.
I'm just telling them, Republicans better wake up.
Yeah.
And now, if we have a World War III and our military is already stretched to the thin walls, what's going to be the next thing? Is it going to be the draft? Will we reinstitute the draft?
Well, we still have enrollment.
Yeah, we have enrollment.
You still have to sign up.
That's a good question that you brought that up. So now that we have enrollment, what is the cutoff age for the man that can be inducted? Is it 45 or 40?
No, last I heard, you can be drafted between 17 and 36.
36?
In the case of a true national emergency, they can go to older men and have them do like auxiliary work, like civil air defense and you know, those kinds of things where they're not actually front line, but they can be brought into civil defense, I guess you'd call it.
But you know what, Mike? There's a lot of people out here that's in between the age of 17 and 36, just like you said, that don't even know that.
Well, they better start reading up on it.
Yeah, they better start reading up on it, and it may go to 40. But
there's a lot
of young people out here that don't even know that. Why they run around here voting for the GOP and these warmongers and things like that, they better pay attention.
Yeah, they keep thinking that someone else in the 1% is going to do it that goes into the armed forces. They don't realize that the 1% is just the core of a large conscripted force.
Trump never went to war.
Well, he went to military school. He went
they
to military
send
school.
They don't send their children to war. It's poor people that send their children, that children get sent to war.
Yeah.
Immigrants, those same people that Donald Trump is trying to stop from coming into this country. Migrants and minorities that come here. And they go willingly to protect this country. And now we got a president that says we don't want you.
Well, let's hope that all this speculation leads nowhere.
Yeah,
I'm going to let you go, Wayne.
I don't have that belief, Mike. I'm going to say that to you.
I'm going
to
be momentarily.
I don't believe in this president.
I don't either. But I'm going to be momentarily optimistic that we can avoid a war until we can get him out of office.
Better hurry up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I hate to do this on the program, but tell Mark, this is not to call anybody out or anything like that there, but tell Mark I see him $25 on that bet.
Okay,
I'll donate $25 to the show tonight.
Thank you so much, Wayne. I appreciate
that.
All right,
okay,
you take care.
Have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
You're listening to ThinkWing Radio with Mike Honig on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. Bob Gartner on controls. Lars is in Pledge Central. Let me just remind you that you can go to kpft.org and you can donate online there. You can go to my show announcement where I have many, many links and information about shows that I do, as well as the audio clips after a couple of days. That's thinkwingradio.com. You can follow me at thinkwingradio on Twitter. And I think, Lars, have you got anything to say?
No new calls since Mark. But we are waiting for Wayne to call back, though, and 713-526-5738, that's the pledge line number, so you can give us a call there. Otherwise, it's been pretty quiet here. That last discussion with Wayne stirred a little bit of conversation in here, so I know some ears are being perked out there.
I love perky ears.
Right? Yeah, it just goes to show that when you have a discussion, when you let people talk and express themselves, that brings up all kinds of other side conversations.
That's why it's called ThinkWing. Mm-hmm. I want to provoke thought and conversation, and you know, I like to think maybe I'm a poor man's Rachel Maddow in terms of I try to find historical contexts that bring current events into better focus.
There's a ring.
Maybe that's Wayne. Who knows?
Whoever it is, I'm glad they're calling 713-526-5738 because we need all the calls we can get with just less than 15 minutes to go. We have a long way to go for this for our goal. In a short time to get there now. So
what is our goal? 400 and what tonight?
Let's see. ThinkWing. 483 is our exact goal. I don't know why we have the crooked number there, but, you know. I think
they just make it up.
There's got to be some sort of method to their madness. But, you know, if we can hit that, if we can get to $500, let's say, we'd like to, you know, raise as much money as possible. Folks out there, we don't just need enough people to hit the goal just for today. We are behind overall as a station for the goal for our overall drive. So it's not just you're supporting ThinkWing Radio, Mike, here in this time slot here, this 1 hour. Think of it in a larger picture where KPFT needs funds from listeners, sponsors out there. And if you're already one of those and you're donating to the hilt, we appreciate that. We're not asking you to bleed anymore for KPFT.
I'm going to make a comment that we don't use as a rule, but we have recently lost some paid staff. And there is a hiring freeze, I have been told. So that tells you how much we need your support. This is not a joke.
No, this is a hard type of radio. this is a hard type of radio business structure to maintain. We're not commercial. We don't have a regular commercial sales staff that's getting big ad campaigns from large corporations. That's how other radio stations that you listen to on the dial, or at least up higher on the dial, you know, your top 40 stations and all that, and your AM talk and news, you know, they get by on the corporate advertisements that they run. And unfortunately, that affects some of their programming. It colors it, it distorts it a bit. It breaks up their presentation too. And as long as, you know, you have savvy media, you know, consumers, you can see past the advertisements and still get the good content off of those stations, and that's great. But KPFT is a different kind of model. We don't want you to have to sift through the advertisements and find the real content. The real content is wall-to-wall. It's from the beginning of the show to the end of the show. And in Pledge Drive, we come to you and we emphasize that to you and how much we need your support, how it's not just a one-way situation like it is on other stations where you're receiving the content. You receive the content here at KPFT, but especially on shows like Mike's, you get to call in and talk about the issues that he's bringing up for discussion. And normally that number is 713-526-5738. And it's no coincidence.
But tonight, surprise, it's where you give us money.
That's right. And so this is the time we come to you, Pledge Drive time, and say, we've been bringing you the content. We have this open forum here on Thinkwing Radio. And it's time that you pledge your money where your ears are, where your mouth is. You know,
pony up.
An opinion show like this. And Mike will be back next week bringing you a full hour of him talking and him opening discussions.
And me listening. Listeners. Me talking, me listening.
Yeah, and, you know, and without commercials, without the interruption of that or the possibility of there being any kind of a programming decision by management because of commercial interests that they're trying to serve. Here you don't have that specter. Here it's independently programmed, and you know that the discussion topics are all, you know, Mike's ideas. Mike's noticing it in the news, and he says, let's talk about this.
I put hours into this one-hour mm-hmm. show every week.
Yeah, and so it's a very pure, genuine form of radio. It's community radio. It's radio from that's made by your neighbors for you to participate into. Volunteers here just walk in. Everyone who's a volunteer here has done it on their own accord. They've walked in, and there's an open-door policy here for getting involved, really.
Lars is doing this for free. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I showed up here in November of 2014 because I got an email that I signed up for after I first pledged. And
that
just
was your first mistake.
Yeah, who wants to help in the music library? I was like, I'll do that. And so I showed up, and I keep noticing other things that need help with. And so I keep volunteering and saying, I can do that. I've got some extra time. And it's kind of become a big time-consuming hobby, but it's one I love.
Well, remember that the word amateur is doing something for love. In that sense, everyone here is an amateur. We do it for mm-hmm. the love of what we do.
It's not for the almighty dollar that anyone shows up to do their programs here. That's for certain.
Hell, it's not even the almighty penny.
No, it's because we love the music in some cases, or we love talking about current events in the case of a show here like Thinkwing Radio. And if you appreciate that this is very genuine community radio that you're enjoying tonight, and that you get to enjoy more fully on non-pledge nights, 713-526-5738. That's the number that supports this show, supports KPFT, keeps its platform vibrant and available to you out there listening. And, you know, you think about, too, that the station has put money into a website where people can listen to this station around the world. And also, you can listen to this show at your leisure. If you happen to miss it one night, you can find it in the archive. You know, so we might be
And after it leaves the archive, it's usually on my website.
Yeah, there you go. And you have him, Mike, giving you the extra effort where he can direct you there. But the station, does its part, even though it's on a shoestring budget, to try to, you know, keep up on the technology side. But we really need your support to keep going. 713-526-5738. You know, if you make that connection that you are a vital part of KPFT, that if you've just been a listener for a long time or maybe just a few weeks, you can become a listener sponsor, and you're going to feel a lot better about listening to KPFT. You're going to feel part ownership because you really are. You're helping to provide the vital funds that provide this platform for all of the shows that you hear, not just Mike, across the board, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. 713-526-5738. Ask us what kind of gifts we can provide for you to show off your pride for KPFT, whether it be a T-shirt or a hat. We've got shopping bags.
Blankets, towels.
Yeah, basically for $100, I can get you a piece of apparel, a bag. And just call up and ask, and we'll tell you what kind of thank you gifts we have.
We have mugs, so you can say you've been mugged by KPFT.
In the best way possible.
In the best way possible.
Yeah, normally a mugging leaves you shaken and scared, but
yeah.
We'll leave you with a warm feeling.
It's the best possible kind of mugging. All right, I'm gonna go to Jerry who called back. And Jerry, thank you for calling back, and I'm gonna guarantee you some airtime. I just want to make a comment on an article that I've had for a couple of weeks. The headline is Rex Tillerson is afraid of the media, and we've all seen those photo ops where he just ignores questions like they're not happening. Did you know there is an actual job description for the Secretary of State? And I'm going to try to get through it as quick as I can. President's principal advisor on foreign policy, conducts negotiations relating to foreign affairs, grants and issues passports to U.S. citizens and exequaturs to foreign consuls in the U.S., advises president on appointment of ambassadors, ministers, consuls, and diplomatic representatives, advises president regarding acceptance, recall, and dismissal of representatives of foreign governments, personally participates in or directs U.S. representatives to international conferences, organizations, and agencies, negotiates, interprets, and terminates treaties and agreements, ensures protection of the U.S. government to American citizens, property, and interests in foreign countries, supervises the administration of U.S. immigration laws abroad, provides information to American citizens regarding the political, economic, social, cultural, and humanitarian conditions in foreign countries. And here's the key part that Rex Tillerson really needs to read and memorize. Informs the Congress and the American citizens on the conduct of U.S. foreign relations. Promotes beneficial economic intercourse between the U.S. and other countries. Administers the Department of State. Supervises the Foreign Service. And in addition, the Secretary of State retains domestic responsibilities that Congress entrusted to the department in 1789, including custody of the Great Seal, preparation of presidential proclamations, publication of treaties and international acts, as well as the official record of foreign relations, etc., etc., etc. And you can go to my website and find that link and read the rest of it for yourself. Okay, let's get Jerry on, and then I'll take a minute or so for myself. Jerry, thank you for calling back. Have we got a better connection this time?
I guess. I don't know.
We'll find out.
But, no, what I was going to say is that basically what happened there, supposedly, according to Mr. Hirsch, was basically that we were set up and all that. The Turks wanted us to get involved, more involved in the war over there. They wanted us to bomb Assad and Syrians over there. And basically we were set up. They worked out something with Al-Nusra Front, with, like I said, some subsection of Al-Nusra Front to make it look like Assad had used chemical weapons in that situation.
Yeah, and that would be a false flag conspiracy theory. I'm not generally much of a fan of those. They get too complicated.
Once again, Seymour Hersh and everything. Supposedly, Obama finally confronted him on that stuff, or confronted Erdogan on that in the White House when they met up later.
Well, I mean, I can't dismiss anything out of hand, but those kinds of conspiracies I start to get very suspicious of, very cautious about. I'm going to let you wrap up in 30 seconds, and then I'm going to take the last minute.
Well, all I would say is that in relation to all this stuff you're talking about, there's a really good article in the New York Review of Books. It's on the website free by Elizabeth Drew. It's called The Blame Thrower. I actually sent you a link. But Elizabeth Drew, The Blame Thrower, on the New York Review website and all that, talking about Tillerson and Trump and the whole group.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Jerry. I'll look forward to talking with you next week. Take care.
Hey, Mike, I do want to jump in real quick. Wayne did call us back, and he threw down that $25.
Thank you, Wayne.
We've still got about $500 we need to raise here for this show to hit the goal. So call us at 713-526-5738. You can make a difference.
Okay. We've got Juan Flores coming up with Jazz Latino in just about a minute and 30. And my quote for the day is actually... I have a whole minute? You need a minute. Well, okay. I'll be happy to give that to you. Don't confuse me, man. All right. Quote for the day is actually a headline. Quote for the day is actually a headline on the Daily Cause by Carrie Elleveld. Just remember Gorsuch. always remember, never forget, when Republicans lose, they cheat. I think that's a great headline and a great quote. Always remember and never forget, when Republicans lose, they cheat. All right, are we ready to go off the air, Bob? Okay, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week, Think Wing Radio with Mike Koenig on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. Have a great week. Try to. I'll be back on Monday.
Think beyond the bunny this Easter. Adopt a real living manatee from Save the Manatee Club. It's an Easter gift to delight all ages. There are 34 real manatees up for adoption, and the club's Adopt a Manatee program.